In all the years that I have been a priest, and all the years as part of that I have been hearing confessions or celebrating the sacrament of reconciliation, I think I would say that I could count on one hand the times that I have heard somebody say that they had not observed at least the spirit of the Sabbath. Now, notice that I said the spirit of the Sabbath. Mainly because what happens a lot of times with Christians is we really don't know how to interpret the Old Testament in light of the New Testament. And what I always have to remind people is that we are Christians. We are not Jews. And so our observance of things in the Old Testament will be very different because we view everything in the Hebrew Scriptures or in the Old Testament. Hebrew Scriptures is a more respectful name, but we view that through the lens of Jesus. This comes up all the time when people say, why is it that it says keep holy the Sabbath, but we go to church on Sunday? And the simple answer, of course, is that we're Christians. And what we try to do is when we look at the Hebrew Scriptures or the Old Testament, we look at it from the perspective of Jesus. You should never, ever, ever enter into interpreting the Old Testament without going through what Jesus taught us. Because Jesus is the fulfillment of everything in the Scriptures. And so, just to answer as a side issue, why don't we go to church on the Sabbath? Because we're Christians. Because Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday, and that is the day in which we Christians understand that we are to observe the spirit of the Sabbath. Notice it is the spirit of the Sabbath, which means what was God really getting at when he said, you shall not do any servile work on the Sabbath, and to honor God on the Sabbath. He wasn't necessarily saying you got to do it on a specific day, but Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday, and so we Christians gather together to celebrate the Eucharist on Sunday. But that still leaves the thorny question of the spirit of the Sabbath. So what is the spirit of the Sabbath? The spirit of the Sabbath is something that is really quite alien to American culture. Because American culture has many good things about it, but one of the things that it has that is not so good is that we tend to evaluate our worth through our productivity, be it work productivity through your salary, or personal productivity or family productivity. So that for us in the United States, especially in many other places too, we must produce something And if we don't produce something, we feel like we have wasted our time. And it's really amazing how many times even I have heard people confess that I wasted time. And it can be a legitimate thing. But the fact that we confess that so often and nobody ever talks about what does it mean to observe the Sabbath. So let's talk about the spirit of the Sabbath and how do you observe the spirit of the Sabbath and how you shouldn't observe the spirit of the Sabbath. First of all, the important thing to remember is that the Sabbath, when I'm saying the Sabbath now, the spirit of the Sabbath, I'm talking about Sunday. Sunday is the Christian Sabbath. Okay? The very first thing is that we interpret it, and I would say most Catholics, is I got to go to church. And when you're done with church, you're done with the Sabbath. Okay? You're done. And not only that, but a lot of people, which is the shortest mass that we can find? And of course, you know that if you're looking for that, and you walk in and you see me walk in, your heart should sink. Okay? Because you know this is not going to be a short mass. Okay? You see, from my interpretation, and the reason why, I get accused, actually no, I don't get accused, I get complimented for preaching very long. And I say complimented because when people, you know, what people want most of the time is what I would call McChurch. McChurch, like McDonald's, but McChurch. You know, give me a little fast food Jesus, right? And get me in and get me going because I've got work to do. I've got things to do. Of course, it's always been my approach that, and this is why I don't, please understand, I don't come out and say, you know, I think I'm going to preach a long homily. I don't do that. But then, I also know that, you know, I would, there were, when I was in the seminary, they used to say, well, if you can't say it in 10 minutes, you shouldn't say it at all. Okay? Because everything of value can be said in 10 minutes. Get down to it. You know, by that logic, it should take you about 2 weeks to complete college. Okay? Because everything, all of your lectures and all of your courses, should be able to be learned in 10 minutes. By the way, if you ever have a chance, there is a video on YouTube that you really should look at. There used to be a 60s or 70s comedian on Saturday Night Live. Well, it used to be called Father Guido Sarducci. And Father Guido Sarducci, he comes out with a big hat and he's dressed like a priest. And he used to has a comedy routine called the 5-Minute University, where, you know, you get a minute in languages and what do you learn in that minute in language? ¿Cómo está usted? And that's Spanish, of course. And he says that's all you're going to remember anyway after a full year of Spanish. So why not just memorize that, you know? And he says, economics, supply and demand. That's it. And so he goes through the whole, anyway, that, I'm not going to do this Sarducci bit right here. But look it up. It's called the 5-Minute University. But think about it. Think about it. If you rely, which most people do, on the homily on Sunday to be what you normally learn about God, And most people do. Because most people aren't into studying heavily or doing a lot of spiritual reading. And so this is it. And I'm your pastor. And I'm supposed to help you to learn and be formed into being a disciple of Jesus. And so, how am I going to do that seriously if I give you a 5-10 minute homily? I'm not. You have to, now, please understand. And I'm not talking about me, because I really work hard on my homilies. Okay? But if you ever go to any other church, any church, or even here, and the priest's homily is boring, okay, really boring, bow your head and pray for him. And just like this, just go, oh Lord, help him to know that he needs to do a better job and help him to shut up. Just like that. Okay? If he's not doing a good job, that's the chief job of a priest, to be able. Now, please understand, some priests just don't have it, and you just need to pray for them. Okay? But a lot of priests are lazy. They're lazy. I say it about my brothers, and this is being recorded, by the way. So, you know, the cardinal will probably hear this, and I'll get a phone call. But anyway, but you got to pray, you know, and encourage them to do their job. So, it's, for God's sake, it's the Lord's day. It's not the Lord's hour. Right? It's not, oh my God, who is the priest that can get me in and out the quickest? The whole point of the spirit of the Sabbath is to honor God. Now, what does it mean to honor God? You honor someone not when you go, oh, you know, and bow, yes, honor you, God. You honor a person when you take them seriously. You honor a person when you take them seriously. And when you take a person seriously, you listen closely. And you listen, not just, have you ever met people that when you're talking, they're already going, and they can't wait for you to shut up so that they either can say something or can get away from you. Now, if you're boring, that's your fault. Okay? But there are people like that. To honor God means to take him seriously. And that means to listen closely. Here's an interesting fact. Do you know that the word obedience comes from two words in Latin? Obey and dire. Now, if you know a little Spanish, you know, you can tell where those words mean. Obey is the direct ancestor of the word in Spanish, oye, which means listen. Obey, and then dire, D-R-D-I-R-E, lo que dire. What I will say. And so obedience actually means listen closely. It doesn't mean, you know, shaking your finger at somebody and doing. It's actually honoring that person by taking seriously what they are saying. That's how you honor God. You honor God because he is the most important person in your life. He is not the person that... Can you imagine how you would make someone feel if they invited you to dinner and all they could do is say, let's eat so I can get out of here? How would you feel? That's not honoring a person. And that's not putting God first, which is the spirit of the Sabbath to honor God. Now, the other part of the Sabbath is to make sure that you understand that God, and this is from the scriptures, God did not make you as a being whose whole existence is meant to work. Work is a good thing. We have been given that responsibility to care for the earth and to till the soil. That is part of our responsibility. Pope Francis spoke about that in his fairly long encyclical Laudato Si. We have that responsibility. But God did not create you to do work. You are created to worship Him, and you are created to rejoice in Him with your brothers and sisters. Now, what does worship mean? When you come to worship, the word worship also, historically, it's very simple. It's the suffix ship, okay? Like, it means the art and practice of anything. So you can say penmanship, authorship, craftsmanship. The W-O-R in worship is actually just a shortened way of saying worth. W-O-R-T-H. And so when you are worshiping God, what you're doing is you're going to gather with a group of people to remind yourself of what I would call the hierarchy of worth. What are the things that are most worthwhile? And when you worship God, you are saying, you are at the top. You are the most worthwhile thing in my life. The worthwhile being in my life. And I order my life paying attention to you, honoring you first, and then everything else comes underneath. That's why when we talk about stewardship, for example, I always say to you, I don't care how much you give to the church, but I do care if you give it as an afterthought. If you choose to give like a dollar, let that be your first dollar. Honor God with the first part, whatever you choose it to be. And so the Sabbath, first and foremost, is to worship God. And we come to church to worship to make sure that we have our hierarchy of worthwhile things in the correct order. And that we do in community by spending time with God. It's not a quickie. It's not McChurch. Okay? So, the next part is about work. Now, I said you're not a being that is made for work. You're actually a being that is meant to spend time in rejoicing before God, in being able to give thanks and praise, and rejoicing in the things. Now, the problem with us is that we treat even our time off as consumers. We don't even know how to go on vacation. We don't know how to relax. Because the only thing that we're doing is having, quote, fun. Please understand, fun is work. I don't know if you've learned this yet, but I've gone on vacation where I get home and I'm more exhausted than when I left. Now, I didn't come back relaxed. Now, if you want to go for a trip to get to know something, just know it's not, it may be fun, but that's not the spirit of the Sabbath. The spirit of the Sabbath is to relax, to be able to set your priorities, to look at God and put Him first, and look around you at creation. Look at your family. Be present to the present. Don't allow just your entire life to be something constant that you never stop, and you're always tired. I talk to so many people who are always chronically tired. And the reason they're chronically tired is because they don't know how to recreate. Listen to the word. Recreation is not supposed to be fun. Re, again, and creation. To recreate means to be at peace. To be able to enter into a state of being present to the present and being able to rejoice in the presence of God. And it could be anything. It could, now to some people, you relax, for example, by reading. Sometimes people relax by just sitting by the beach, or maybe sitting in a chair, in a conversation. The thing I love the most is to sit in a place with some friends and have a nice conversation and drink some good wine. Right? That's relaxing to me. But you have to ask yourself, when you're done, quote, relaxing, are you more tired than you were? If that's the case, then you're not living up to the spirit of the Sabbath. Because your relaxation has to be a place where you feel also connected with God. Connected with the one being in this universe that cares about you without you being productive. And that, folks, is super important. Because I can't tell you how many times people are so used to productivity that they're actually addicted to it. They're addicted to productivity. And when it's time is done, what happens is they feel empty. Because they've learned to value themselves through their productivity to the point that they don't know how to value themselves as God values them. Not because you're good for something. It's because you're good. And because God wants you to be present to yourself and to Him. And so you see Jesus today in the gospel. You see. Now, it gets interrupted, and there's no guarantee that whenever you're planning to relax, that something may not happen. But notice how He still makes a priority. He still lets go to a deserted place. The fact that He found out and that He was moved to compassion, okay. But I bet you that was not the only time He did that. And He said, let's go to a deserted place, because they didn't even have time to eat in peace. Okay? And so, the Sabbath is a commandment. It's one of the Ten Commandments, folks. It's amazing how many times people confess all kinds of stuff against the other commandments, but I never hear anything about the commandment to keep holy the Sabbath. You know what the word holy means? It doesn't mean, you know, I'm putting your hands and saying a bunch of prayer. The word holy, put a W in front of it. And it means whole. To be holy means you are supposed to be a whole human being and not a human being whose sole existence is to work and to get more. You're not going to really be human if all you spend your time is working and getting more. You're just addicted. You're addicted to work, and you're addicted to more and more and more. Okay? I've yet in the 38 years that I've been a priest, I have yet to go to the bed of a dying person. And believe me, I've been at a lot of them. To the bed of a dying person. And I have yet to hear, where is my Gucci bag? Nobody says that. Or, give me my Louis Vuitton. Right? Nobody says that. Because nobody cares at that moment. The day that you stand at the door end of the other end of your life, what you're going to look at is, how did you spend the time? Was it worthwhile? Did you act in a worthwhile fashion in this life? Did you give your time to stuff that mattered? Because you're not taking the stuff that you bought with you. And so I really want you to think that through. Think that through. How much attention are you giving to the spirit of the Sabbath in your life? Are you tired all the time? Are you trying to consume too much? Are you trying to live up to a standard of living that is way overblown for you, and that you would enjoy life a little more if you would take the Sabbath seriously and not try to buy stuff to make you happy? I think that that's one commandment. And I wish we would take it more seriously. But I think a lot of Americans think, oh, it's just a, quote, waste of time. Well, guess what? The Sabbath is supposed to be a waste of time, according to American culture. But it's supposed to be a treasure. When you stand and evaluate and make your humanity worthwhile. You're not a person, a being that was created by God to just work. You were meant to be present to love. You were meant to rejoice in Him. The day you die and the day you go to heaven, I think heaven's going to be very much the spirit of the Sabbath. Think about it.